our lifetime, nearly one in four women has experienced serious physical violence from a partner. And often the emergency room or the doctor's office is the first place they go. And as Anna Gorman from our partner Kaiser Health News reports, there's now a unique partnership between a Los Angeles hospital and a domestic violence group to better serve them.
It's Wednesday, and Fanny Ortiz sits down with her therapist, Brittany Martinez, here on the campus of L.A. County USC Medical Center. It's one of the biggest public hospitals in the country.
How have you been since last week?
I take it one day at a time.
The 43-year-old mother of five spent many years in a physically abusive marriage.
He was controlling me, isolating me from my family, threatening me with killing my family.
Then, she says, the violence escalated.
He would just physically hit me in the face, throw me on the wall.
After a decade, Ortiz left her husband. But it wasn't until a few years later that she found out this hospital partners with the East Los Angeles Women's Center. The nonprofit provides counseling and other domestic violence support services, primarily to Latina women. Now she comes here every week for therapy.
It's very accessible to the community, and it's free.
The East LA Women's Center moved here to the hospital campus about 4 years ago. Since then, its staff has trained about 2,500 doctors, social workers, and others on how to identify victims of domestic violence. The center's bilingual advocates can respond to a call from the hospital or clinics within 15 minutes to help a patient in crisis. Rebecca Melendez runs the Women's Center here. She says the proximity makes it easier for the medical staff.
They don't need to know the answers. They just need to know to call us.
Typically, women in physically abusive relationships show up in an emergency room or a medical clinic because of their injuries. But too often, health providers don't ask about domestic violence or know how to help. Dr. Deirdre Anglin is an emergency room physician here at LA County USC Hospital.
This is part of our job. This is part of what we need to do is try to identify patients who may be in a dangerous situation.
Anglin says partnerships like the one between the Women's Center and this hospital means the medical community is better equipped to respond to domestic violence. But clinicians still have a long way to go. Not everyone is comfortable talking about this with their patients.
The complexities are enormous. It's very challenging. There is no pill to give.
To address this challenge, more domestic violence agencies are teaming up with hospitals and health clinics to better serve patients in violent relationships. In some cases, the advocates are located where the doctors are. The collaboration at the Los Angeles Hospital goes one step further. The East LA Women's Center is opening a domestic violence shelter, a short walk from the emergency room. It's believed to be the first in the nation on a hospital campus.
Wow. What key is this? It's one of these keys.
Rebecca Melendez helped make this new shelter a reality. She waits patiently as a hospital janitor looks for the right key. There are no signs to identify where they are.
It has to be unmarked. It has to be in a safe location. It has to be secure.
Inside, there'll be a 10-bed dorm, a kitchen, and a TV room. Melendez says this short-term shelter is needed. A woman doesn't always have a safe place to go after she's treated at the hospital.
The survivor was being brought back to our office and staying for endless hours. Or our advocate would sit with the survivor in the emergency room all night because she had nowhere else to go.
Last year alone, the East LA Women's Center served 600 survivors of domestic violence here at the hospital. Nearly one-third were homeless or couldn't go back home. Melendez hopes when the new shelter opens next month, more women will have a safe place to go nearby. For Here and Now, I'm Anna Gorman in Los Angeles.